Here's a thought I'll title, Be Prepared to Not Take Photographs. Every once in a while when I go out photographing, I have great anticipation of an incredibly productive day or evening, and when I get there, I'm just not in the mood. There's just nothing happening. And I always feel guilty about that. Like, what's wrong with me? I've got my camera. It's beautiful light. The scenery is great. Why do I want to just take a nap in the car or do nothing? And I feel so guilty about it that I have often tried to push myself into a creative frame of mind. And I find that basically doesn't work for me. The minute I start pushing myself to be creative, I don't know what happens, but something kicks in that says, oh yeah, and I end up being even less in a creative mood. And I've struggled with this off and on over the years, but I have found one technique that sort of helps. Matter of fact, it almost universally helps, and that is forget about photographing. Just take some time to be out wherever you are or to look at whatever you're seeing, to sit, to think, to take a short nap if you need to. The point is to not allow yourself to be divorced from the place, but that doesn't mean that you have to be engaged with a camera. You could just be engaged by going for a walk, by breathing, by looking at the plants and feeling the textures of a rock. Invariably, whenever I let myself become engaged in the environment that way, rather than visually and photographically, eventually I'll see something that I say, oh, that could make an interesting photograph. It's as though the other senses are helping my visual sense wake up. I've said for a long time that curiosity is the most valuable tool a photographer can have. And I think that's not just visual curiosity, but also intellectual curiosity and sensual curiosity. And the more we can become curious and start exploring wherever we happen to be where we're not artistically motivated, the artistic motivation will follow. In my life, it's proven to be an almost flawless strategy.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.